So you're the president of Richmond International Raceway?
Yeah, well, it's just Richmond Raceway now. We were RIR for years. We dropped the international.
Okay, got it. Cool. So what was it like while COVID was happening?
Well, there was definitely some challenges, you know, running a venue, you know, as big as Richmond Raceway during the COVID times. And, you know, our sport did an amazing job, the sport of NASCAR, to get back to racing. And, you know, for us here, we had a race that unfortunately was postponed. And then we did a race in September of 2020 with no fans, and that was odd.
Yeah.
We had a race, and someone was going to win the race and get a trophy and a check and all that, but we just didn't have any fans to celebrate with the winner. And then in April of 2021, we had a limited capacity event, and then last September, we were able to be open at full capacity, and it felt like old times, and it was great to have the energy back. But you know, I think what COVID has taught us too as operators of venues is, you know, to look at things differently, how we put people into the grandstands, how we exit people from the grandstands, how we keep things clean, how we keep restrooms clean, you know, and cashless, you know, on concessions transactions, and even, you know, ticketless. That was something that we really moved quickly to having all of our things, you know, as touchless as possible. So we learned a lot through this time as well.
Yeah. I definitely watched a lot of the races that had no fans, or even the ones that they did like the video game version of it. E-racing, is that what it's called?
Yes. Exactly.
And it was so weird, but I went to the All-Star race, one of the very first ones where they allowed fans, and it was just people brought more energy back than ever before. So it was really cool to see that even with COVID, like NASCAR is still going strong, so.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that. I think what was interesting is I think fans realized what they missed from coming to live events. And so when they were able to come back to live events, to your point, they brought a lot of energy and enthusiasm and really appreciation for being back at the venues and being back at sporting events and even concerts. We have a concert venue here at Richmond Raceway. So, you know, to be able to see how well we did with concerts last year, once we were able to get back to having an open capacity, it was really good to see.
Yeah. So what do you think sets Richmond apart from other racetracks? Like, why do you think a fan should go to Richmond to see a race?
Do we have hours? you know, a couple of things. I think, you know, Richmond Raceway, along with Martinsville Speedway and Darlington Raceway, are, you know, three of the oldest or longest tenured facilities in NASCAR. So, and I start there because I guess my first answer is because of the history and the legacy of the venue and, you know, all the years that we've been doing NASCAR racing here for over 70 years. So it's been a special place for NASCAR fans to come, you know, in NASCAR's early years, in NASCAR's formative years, and then certainly, you know, NASCAR's growth years and continues on to today. So that's one. The other one, too, is we are a unique-sized racetrack. We are a three-quarter mile T-shaped oval, and we are the only racetrack of that size and shape that the Cup Series races on. So that's, you know, that's become a big part of our brand and our brand identity and who we are. You know, and for a long time we did all of our racing under the lights. So, you know, there was the special part of racing under the lights. Now that'll change here in 2022. We're doing some Sunday afternoon racing, but it'll be just as special, you know. And I think with those day races, it opens up opportunities for families, for more families to come out with young kids and things, which is important as we're trying to grow the next generation of race fans. So we are also a very urban racetrack. I mean, we sit, you know, a couple of miles from downtown Richmond, the capital city of Virginia, and so that's kind of unique as well, just kind of being right in the heart of a city.
Yeah. My husband is a big NASCAR fan. So we're actually going to the race in April.
Great.
And we've never been. So yeah, we're really excited because, again, it is one of those historical tracks. So we're really looking forward to it. Yeah.
Well, good, good. Oh, we'll look forward to having you guys out here. You'll enjoy the experience. And again, part of it is I tell people all the time, the racing on the racetrack, the actual race itself is the culmination of a great day at the racetrack, because there's so many other things to see and do. There's the tailgating experience, if that's what you want. There's the midway experience, where we've got unbelievable amounts of entertainment throughout the day, from, live music to, specialty type performers and driver appearances and things like that. And we've really tried to create these into these large festival events.
Yeah. So going kind of along with that, what's a typical fan experience like?
So, I mean, I think the biggest thing is when you come here to Richmond, we like to say we have something for everyone.
Okay.
So you can really kind of chart your day. So if tailgating is your thing, we have one of the best tailgating reputations in all of NASCAR. It's, one of our parking lots holds like 4,000 cars, and it's just a sea of easy ups and people out there having a good time. And then the camping experience here as well. Some people chose to camp here, some tent camp here. And I think both of those experiences, whether you're here for the day tailgating or you're here camping, what you find is whoever you're parked next to, they become like lifelong friends. I mean, you have these shared experiences. So that's pretty neat too. There's a lot of stories where, people have camped next to one another or tailgated next to one another for years, and it's like, they're twice a year meetup. So that's pretty cool. But other than that, the opportunity to do a lot of things and see a lot of things in our midway. So again, games, music, food. Again, think state fair, mm-hmm. and what everything that you love about a state fair, we have, probably without the rides though, without, those type of carnival rides, but that kind of atmosphere. And then, we have a very interactive infield. We call it the fan grounds, where you can really get up close to the race cars, the race teams, the drivers. You can actually walk into our garages and see the race cars up close and see the crew members working on the race cars. So those are a few of the unique things about Richmond.
Yeah, that's really cool. And yeah, very helpful, because my husband and I have never been. So we're excited to see all, that Richmond has. So what are some of the things, like, I know lots of people usually ask this question before going to a race, but what can you bring into the race? Like, I don't know. Yeah. What can you bring into the race?
Well, the one recommendation that I have for those coming to the race is to make sure you go onto our website, richmondraceway.com, and go to like the frequently asked questions section. Go to the know before you go section, and it mm-hmm. outlines, everything that you can bring in. Soft sided cooler, 18 by 18 by 18. I hope I got those measurements correct. No glass, things like that you can't bring in. But you can bring in your own food and beverages, which again I think is very unique for a sports venue. You don't see Major League Baseball teams or NFL teams, allowing you to bring stuff into the stadium that. But our sport and a lot of our places, you can do that. So, I think that's, bring your camera. Obviously, everyone's got cameras on their phones, so that's a big part of it. People love to be able to post on social media. So, we've got good Wi-Fi, good connectivity. We're continuing to work on that to boost that up. But we know that's an important part of the fan experience as well, because people love to be able to let people know where they are and interact on social media.
Yeah, very cool. So I have kind of a fun question, if you will. Who is your favorite driver? It could be past or current, if you're allowed to answer that.
So it's interesting for me. So the first race I ever went to was in 1997 at what was a brand new racetrack in Southern California, California Speedway, which we now mm-hmm. know as Auto Club Speedway. And Jeff Gordon won that race. So I immediately became a Jeff Gordon fan and followed his career right through retirement. And what's interesting about that story is a lot of people who get introduced to NASCAR and whoever wins that first race kind of ends up being the driver that they follow. So I'm not unique in that regard at all. It's a very common story. So, you know, I always followed Jeff's career from that moment on. And I wasn't even working in the industry at that time. I didn't even start working in the industry until two years later. But I went to that first race and was hooked. And it was just an unbelievable experience at the racetrack. It kind of attacked all the senses, you know. And like I said, and I was hooked from that time on, and I'm fortunate enough to have been in the industry since, you know, 1999 now. So. So that, and I will say too, I do really, really like the young talent that's in the sport now. Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, you know, those drivers, William Byron, go to Kyle Larson, and what he was able to accomplish last year. I just think there are some amazing young talent, and you've seen that already this year with Austin Cindric winning the Daytona 500 as a rookie, with Chase Briscoe winning, you know, in Phoenix. And those are names that, you know, we don't talk a lot about, but they're out there winning now. And I think that's so good for the sport, certainly good for the long-term health of the sport, that there are just some amazingly talented young drivers out there.
I'm really, my husband always has the NASCAR race on every Sunday, and I like it too, but he's the big fan for sure. So yeah, we've been enjoying it, you know, because it's always the question of, well, after COVID, you know, are they going to be able to get the fans back? But I've heard from a lot of people that they actually became fans during COVID because NASCAR was one of the only things happening. Right. So
yeah, and I think that, again, it turned out to be an opportunity for us. You know, when we weren't able to race, we were doing the iRacing, you know, the esports, and that helped bridge the gap until we could get back to live racing. And then the ability for NASCAR to get back on the racetrack and get the product back on television and being the first sport back, that was a tremendous advantage for us. And I think that did help us get some new eyeballs on the sport, and then get some people back that maybe had not been watching, you know, NASCAR for a couple of years. So, and I think we've been able to hold that audience as well now that we've gotten back to, you know, being able to have full crowds and things like that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
No problem. I
kind of grew up in NASCAR. I'm from North Carolina, and I actually grew up in a town that's called Race City, USA. That's like its nickname. So I was always surrounded by it. My brother was a huge fan. His name is actually Casey. And so when Casey Kane came along, his hero. So
there you go. Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you for the time. And, you know, hopefully we can run into each other while you're up here in Richmond for the race. But certainly hope you and your husband enjoy your experience here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All righty. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Take care.